guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
Good morning and greetings to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Yesterday we started studying how this resurrection power of Jesus can make a change, can make a difference in our lives. And we saw that the resurrection power of Jesus that works in this mortal body of ours can bring about a change which can make us resemble like Jesus, make us look like Jesus, make us talk like Jesus. And how can that happen? The first thing that we could do is to stop relying on our strength and starting to rely on the strength and the ability that God gives us. That is the sign of revival. Revival requires for you to stop doing things your way and start doing things God's way. Let me read the verse we are studying throughout the course of this week. It says, "The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead now lives in you." And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit that is living within you. The second thing that I want to talk to you about is this. You know, the first thing that God gives is, of course, the ability. You know, He gives you the capacity or the provision for you to be able to do what pleases Him. The second thing that I want to talk to you about is the fact that God also gives you the desire. You know, we cannot pursue God except with the desire that God gives us. We think that, hey, I served God, I loved God, and I kept myself holy because I wanted that. No, it is God who gives us that desire. It is His Spirit that gives us that desire. It's His Spirit that gives us that hunger and that thirst for righteousness. You know, how can I receive this desire from God? One, by constantly talking to Him. You know, in your times of prayer, in your times of reading the Bible, there is a divine exchange that happens. You know, when you read the Bible and you read verses like, you know, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Because when you read verses like, without holiness, no man can see God, all of a sudden, birthed inside of you is a desire for a new life, for a different lifestyle, something not ordinary, something that's not common, something that's not natural or normal. And that desire will make you tap into the power of God. See, so many times as children of God, we have the capacity to do the right thing. We have and we end up doing the right things many a times, but what we lose in the long run is that we do it grudgingly. We do it like, oh man, I have to just now obey God. And oh man, I have to now give more than 10%. Are you serious? We serve God grudgingly because we don't have that desire on the inside of us. But this morning, even as I'm praying for this resurrection power to take a prominent place in every area of your life, I'm believing that you will have new desire. This resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, that resurrection power will move in your body, in your mind, in your emotions. Where is your desire? Is it in your heart, or it's in your head, or it's in your body? Whichever area of your life you're struggling with desires, let me tell you this: if you do not desire for God, your body will end up desiring for other things. You know, if you do not continually desire for God's word, for example, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. See, when your desire is continually, completely for God's word, automatically that will kill out your desire for food and water. You know, if your desire is continually for the pleasures that God wants to give you, God wants to fill you with, then that will automatically kill all lustful desires in your life, all other unwanted desires in your life. And see, we don't understand this. We think that, oh, wait, but isn't food like a basic need of our life? Isn't sex like a basic need of any human being? And we make mistakes and we end up doing the wrong things because those desires are not tamed yet, or those desires are not subjected to your desire for God. See, when you desire for God with such ferociousness, with such ferocity, where, you know, the desire for God supersedes all your other desires. The love that you have for God, for His Word, for His presence, for His voice, it supersedes the desire for everything else. I'm telling you that you will not even feel hungry. There may be days when you will spend time in the presence of Jesus, and your body will stop hungering for food anymore. There will be times and seasons in life when you would be in the presence of Jesus and you wouldn't desire to want to watch television anymore, or you wouldn't want to watch pornography anymore, or you wouldn't want to go and get into the wrong relationship anymore, because your desire is completely sold out for God. And who gives you that desire? It is the Holy Spirit that gives you that kind of desire. You cannot manufacture that desire towards God. The Holy Spirit has to realign your desires. The Holy Spirit has to bring back to life the desires, the godly, the spiritual, the life-giving desires on the inside of you, which died as a result of sin. The Holy Spirit has to bring them back to life. So can you submit to the Holy Spirit this morning and say, thank you for the strength you've given me. Now can you give me the desires? Now can you give me the hunger and the thirst for more and more of God? And if you hunger and thirst, I will promise you that He will come and fill you and meet you at the point of your hunger and your thirst, and you will be satisfied. God bless you. We'll continue to talk about resurrection power and revival for the rest of this week. And I hope that you will learn something that will change and transform your entire life. Have a blessed day ahead.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you would like to read more and be inspired by the weekly blog posts by Pastor Priji and Rashmi, log on to pastorpriji.com.